Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi everyone, I'm Devin Simone.
And I am Davon Rogers, and this is MTV's official challenge podcast. Woo!
Woohoo! Okay, so we were going to have Jay on, because y'all know we couldn't go all season and not have Jay on, because Jay was running things. If Michelle was the godfather, Jay was, I don't know, whoever the person next to the godfather was in the movies. I don't remember, but you know, the person, that was
the godson.
Jay. The godson. I don't think that's the name. There's got to be a name. We need to figure that out. There's a name. But anyway, Jay was that. But it seems like Jay got lost in the woods when he was banished in the middle of the final. He's still looking for his way home. So that or he's scared to be on the podcast. You decide which one it is. And you know what's interesting, Day, about this?
Here we
go. Because we create a safe space, right? And some people don't love when we create a safe space in the sense that we want to give you room to say your piece, whether we agreed with what you did on the show or not. We want to give you room to say your piece, to talk to the listeners and challenge watchers, all of that stuff. I know I got some flack about being too easy on Olivia. I don't know if you got that as well, Day, but it's like, look, that when we want people to be able to come on and at least say what they're feeling, thinking. Now, we may side-eye it a bit. We may challenge some things to you if you say something in our presence we think is crazy, but otherwise, give you space. But the criticism, what's interesting is the criticism Jay's currently getting online, I don't know if you've seen it, is not solely off of the fact that he was like pulling strings, which he was, but it's also off the fact that he like throws rocks and hides his hands rather than stand on it.
I think that he's missing an opportunity by not coming to talk to us because if you, that's one thing I learned about being in reality TV, and I'm pretty sure you have too. If you don't tell your story, you leave room open for people to write it. You leave room open for people to say whatever they want to say and create whatever narrative that they want to. That's why it's so important for you to tell your story. So we can watch the show. Period. We can watch the show and we can see how it's edited, but only you know what you meant behind this.
Yeah,
only
you can fill in the gaps. Absolutely.
Exactly. So definitely missed opportunity, Jay.
A missed opportunity as a whole. Plus, it's like, look, if you're going to make those moves, because there's also debates around, are you a real champion if you never had to go into a final and if you had everyone do your dirty work? And I do think people are forgetting that in more recent seasons that we've seen CT dominate, we've seen Bananas dominate. Those fools aren't going into the arena if they don't have to. Right. That's why they made the Skulls rule. They're smart. We didn't even know CT was on Spies, Lies, and Allies until the second to last episode. He wasn't even mentioned in the credits. Like, his confessional count time was about 0.26 seconds until the last two episodes. But then he won the whole thing. So I think you can, but I think the difference is when you make such big, bold moves and you hide your hands. Like, I even think Michelle, yes, she was the godfather, she was running things, but Michelle kind of owned up to the
move
she
was making. Yeah, her hands were definitely red.
Like,
red.
Yeah, sure. Michelle was like, nope, this is the move, this is what we're doing. Like, and I respect that. I appreciate that. I also appreciate the happy birthday shout out. Thanks, Michelle. But I do, I respect that at the very least, even if I didn't agree with all the gameplay and moves she made, at least she's like owning up to it. Whereas Jay wanted to be victim. It was weird. It was weird. It's weird. And so we gave him opportunity to come talk here. A word on the street is,
here we go,
he does get a stern talking to and or yelling at, I don't know, on the reunion. So we'll have to wait and see. And y'all know we're going to be dissecting the reunion.
You
so
can't
don't
run
worry.
From that reunion.
You cannot.
You can't
run
from the reunion.
But just because we don't have a guest doesn't mean we don't have things to say.
Ooh, what an episode.
Wake up, Davon. It's the final. It's the final.
title. I'm so excited. Part one.
Part one. Part one. Because you know TJ loves a good cliffhanger.
Right.
He also likes really nasty foods, which we're going to get into momentarily because he was having way too much fun.
Girl, because what was the reason, TJ?
TJ is so unserious talking about my chefs prepared. TJ, you need to hire some new chefs then because I don't, the things that they make, and then when it's the black ridiculous. Stuff came out of the eyeball,
Oh my gosh.
So gross.
The letters from home. Yes. I just want to start there.
Yes.
Because that, after you know how you play the season, and maybe you'll get a phone call occasionally, but then like to get an actual letter from somebody you love from home, it's like, ah, and then right at the final, it's like, okay, now I'm recharged. Now I remember why this is happening, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we never had that in our finals. I'm not bitter about it. But we never had that in our finals. But I feel like that is, we did have that my senior year of high school, though. And it was very sweet. And I think it's so sweet seeing this. But two things that stood out to me.
Uh-oh.
Emmanuel getting a letter from his girlfriend, the one that apparently he forgot that he had. Okay. As he was cupcaking all season or canoodling or movie watching with arms around. I don't know. You know, depends on which girl you ask. But not him suddenly being like, oh.
This reminded me. You forgot?
Like it's an Usher song. You remind me of a girl. No. No, Emmanuel. No.
Oh, baby. You need better words.
I wonder what letter she's sending now. I'm curious. I feel like. Right. We should find out. But that was interesting. And then Berna, like, I know Berna can be so, like, challenging and to some people, right? Like, we've heard people say in the house that she can be tough. And we've seen her be tough on herself. But I don't know about you, Day, but seeing her reaction to not getting a letter from her mom and just talking about, like, everybody else seemed recharged by their letters. And Berna was sort of like, I'm by myself. It was, that was hard.
It was definitely awful to watch. You know, previously she spoke about the relationship or lack thereof between her and her mom and how complicated it is between the two of them. And so not getting a letter and not hearing from anyone, like it just, oh baby, I just want the hugger because that has to be rough. And then you see the love and support around you from everyone else. You know, everyone has these people that love and care about them. So to sit there and feel alone in an environment that she already felt alone in, you know what I mean? It's like, man. So I just wanted to hug her. I just really wanted to give her a hug.
Yeah, same. That's really, really tough. I actually think, like, I think Berna, deep down at her core, is actually a sweetheart. I think she just has a really tough exterior and is also really critical of herself. And that was just hard to see. You know, wanted to send her love and support. And we kind of see her being tough on herself throughout this final too.
Yeah.
But no one is tougher on them than TJ's chef. I mean, they're kicking off the final. They get there, right? All right. Kicking off the final with an energy drink that... There's some nasty energy drinks on the market, Day.
But this,
none is gross.
Oh my gosh. Beets and tuna and mayonnaise?
Tuna, oil, mayo.
No.
And I like all of those things individually. I just don't want them together.
Not together, in a combination. Just throw it in a blender and give it to them. They'll be all right. What? Whose mind? Come on. Like, this is horrible. This is terrible.
Those poor people's stomach linings have got to be destroyed. Can you imagine? Their stomach linings have just got to be permanently destroyed.
What was the jalapeno shots? Nerys was throwing them back like it was no big deal. Those jalapeno, and Berna
now
too.
Now that I kind of like. I'm not going to lie.
Ma'am.
Haven't you had a good margarita, jalapeno margarita? I mean, those are good.
No.
There's this jalapeno tequila that's really good. Wait, Devon, you don't like spice. Okay, we need to have that's a whole separate conversation. Just when you think you know a person. Let this be a lesson. Just when you think you know a person. You do a podcast with them for years, and then all of a sudden they hit you with they don't like spicy. What even is that? Okay, so now we go to the looking for a chest of ropes in a castle while connected by rope. I hate these connected by rope challenges. They just give, they like... I think it makes me feel claustrophobic or something. Yeah. It's weird. I don't like being chained to anybody. I don't like it.
Girl, that's not my deal at all whatsoever. I feel like that's a situation where you have to really be dependent on the people around you. And I don't like that. Like, I'm a team player at heart. But in situations, I that's too much of a team. Like, I want to be a solo artist to some extent. You know what I mean? I feel like it's just a little too intrusive. Right. For me, you know, I think that going through this challenge and having to collect the ropes, I feel like
in the beginning, right? I feel like in the beginning, Corey yeah. made the smartest decision in this situation because he didn't carry any ropes throughout the whole process of looking for the chest, right? So everyone else is already right. getting tired because right. they're carrying around the ropes just on the search, you know? And then we right. get Corey and he right. loses his orange robe. And I'm going to tell you, Devin, I'm going to tell you something. In my personal opinion, I wasn't there, so I don't know the full ins and out, but in my personal opinion, I do not mm-hmm. think him dropping that rope was the sole reason they didn't complete the challenge. I don't think so. I don't believe that.
Ooh, what do you, then what else do you think contributed to it? What's your...
They couldn't figure it out. Like, that's what I think. They couldn't figure it out because remember, only certain ropes went to certain pieces. So you would have to measure them. Right. And you would have to make sure that this one went over here and this one did that. I think it was like, I think everyone played a part in it. It was a team situation. I think like he's yeah. not innocent, of course, but I don't think he was the sole right. reason that it wasn't finished. I think it was just easier to put the blame on him because he made a very him. Visible mistake.
Right. Yeah. And I kind of don't blame them for that because it, yeah, right. I kind of don't blame them for being like, we're just going to be mad at Corey in that high right. pressure situation, right? Where you're stressed, a lot of money's on the line. Like, I kind of don't blame them, but I think you probably have a point where maybe it wasn't solely Corey dropping the rope that was right. the issue of why they lost some money. But TJ sure does love taking money back. I don't know right. if he feels like he's having to pay higher taxes or what, but he, this season is really all money. About being like, hey, yeah, he's just like, hey, I'm gonna take it good. I'm gonna put this right back in my pocket. It's just a lot. So then we go into the control elimination and yeah. everyone votes in Corey. And Corey even votes himself in. And I respect that. I do. Wait, I hear you make a sound. Wait, what are your thoughts?
No, we going on the same page because I was really proud of him. Like, I'm, yes, okay. let's go. Let's
yeah. go. yeah. I felt like that was good. Especially, I feel like it's a bit of a 180 of what we saw earlier in the season where he was just kind of like yeah. reckless and didn't care about anyone and only self-preservation. And here we are in the final. And I mean, also, let's be fair, Corey can do math. And so Corey knows yeah. that like everybody else is voting him in. So he might as well just like vote himself in. But I still think ultimately it's commendable. But my, how the tables turn.
Girl! And this is why I got hyped.
The fact that Corey... yes!
Corey said, it's time. The time has come.
We didn't see that twist at all.
No, I wasn't prepared at all. And you know the...
That was so good.
The unfortunate part about it... Well, unfortunate part about it for Jay was the fact that his strategy of building the boxes on the in the little piece that was on the floor, that was great. Because all he had to do mm-hmm. was pick them up and stack them. Mm-hmm. You know, pick them up by fours or by threes right. or whatever and stack them. So he had a great strategy. But when he just like, he was too confident. Mm. And they slid all off the board. It just went everywhere. And I was like, oh, Jay. Then his nerves started getting the best of him. And I will honestly say that not for the second time. Because the first time when he was in there crying into that t-shirt. For Nerese, I felt bad for him. But this time was the second time this season that I actually felt bad for him because you could see that Did it you? Was eating. It was eating at him that he knew he was going home. And I'm just like, oh, Jay.
I was just eating watching it. I didn't feel bad at all. I mean, I understand the stress. I've been in, you know, I get that and can have empathy towards that. But I think... how he's played the game this far. And I don't even mean him not going into elimination because I don't hold judgment against that, right? I've spoken uh-huh. about that before. But I feel like the way he handled it all season wasn't my favorite. And so, yeah. you know, karma, like you just said, you felt he was overconfident in this particular elimination, right? He was overconfident. And I feel like that was his thing yeah. the whole season. We didn't ever see any humility ever, like yeah. at all. I even feel like with Michelle, there were moments of humility that we saw, like some moments. We never saw that with Jay. Yeah. Now we just happen to see it during the final when Corey sent him home. Ah, sorry. I didn't mean to laugh like that. But yeah, I just thought that was really, that's wild. Aww. You had two people running the game the whole entire season and both of them leave like basically hours before the money is assigned, you know, or like one is wild, but it just shows you the twist that is the challenge, which, and the fact that Corey sent Jay
was
home.
The one.
I mean, I actually feel like Corey should get some props. Yeah. Like yeah, that's actually a little wild. That's like pretty wild.
Did you see how that he they was were going in on Horacio and all
that? That's wild.
the way he was running on those blocks to get those puzzle pieces, like this speed, this strength, like this focus, this how he zoned in. I have not seen that Corey all season. And so to see him like, okay, well, I did that intentionally. So I wanted them to think I was weak. And now that we're here, let me show them exactly what I can do.
Right.
I was like, oh, this is so good.
It's interesting that they targeted Horacio and Kylan so much, which granted they are formidable opponents. Like, I mean, obviously they're threats. That's not a question. But like the fact that they just silently slept on Corey, I don't know that was the smartest. I mean, I don't know
how to do,
but Corey, he's a physical specimen. Like if you've seen Corey in person, Corey is not small. He is strong. He is tall. He is smart. Like
he is kind. He is important.
He is. So it's wild. But props to Corey for making that happen. All right, we have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, you ready? Because I'm ready, and I think we all ready. Okay, now let's get back to the show.
You pointed out that TJ had a little slick comeback when he was talking about control.
Yeah, he was telling each player, you know, how they contributed to the game. He gets to Jay, and he's like, you have ran or been the leader. Or no, you've had complete control over a loyal alliance. And I'm like, TJ, you just slick told these people that they were puppets.
Yeah.
You just let these people know that they have been puppets for this entire game.
Right.
But at the end of the day, the puppets made it. I mean, shout out to the Pinocchios and the Pinocchioishas. They all got there.
I know, right? That is true. And you see that it literally was like kind of the middle crew, with the exception of Nerys. It was kind of the people hanging in the middle that ended up staying in the house. You know what I mean? Like not the ones winning everything and the most verbal, but not the ones at the very bottom.
Girl, Colleen.
It was literally just kind of like the middle crew.
Colleen. Colleen, that's what I'm saying. The people who I didn't expect her to make it to the final, right? And so now it's like I'm looking up at the people in the final and I'm like, Colleen, I forgot, you know, no shade, hey girl, but what? I forgot that she was there a lot of times until, you know, her and Nerys had that back
and forth. Hilarious.
And so for her to get there, it's like, oh girl. But you know, she been doing her thing. She ate the hell out that food. I tell you that right now. Shout out to her. She took that food down.
She didn't do her thing in this final. Get out of here. Now the eating challenge, my girl, she killed it. She killed it. So we're talking about like in chaos, right? Where they had the different stages. So there was the untangle the rope thing. Everybody seemed to do decent enough-ish with that. Oh, well, Berna was struggling and her groin. You know, I've never fully pulled a groin muscle, but I'm not going to speak it into existence. I don't want to happen, but I do kind of wonder, because she seemed like she was in just full-blown pain. And Berna's really, like, flexible and active because she was in circus, all that stuff. So, like, I'm curious, just, it seemed like it was debilitating for her. So, I'm curious, like, how bad that was. But I don't actually want it to happen to myself.
Nerys having to do all of this work.
Oh, my God. Nerys was doing, well, the kayak was hilarious. The fact that Nerys was like,
girl,
I saw Mariah in a kayak last time, so I'm not, so I'm not that hopeful. And then when they had to do the cutting thing, Nerys and Colleen, you also had something very much to say about this.
That was heartbreaking. Yeah, because I would have made Colleen carry the damn boxes back by herself, because what else are you doing? What else are you doing? Nerys is doing all of this work.
Colleen didn't even try.
She did it.
Colleen
she's
didn't
standing
even
there.
Try.
You can do it, girl. You can do it. If you don't move, I need you to be physical. I do not need your words.
And then when poor Nerys was like, I hurt my hand, Colleen didn't even say anything
back.
It
meant nothing. Colleen was like, use your feet.
Yeah, it really didn't. That was so poor Nerys. And she just had an uphill battle season. And then get this. So then we see the eating portion, right? And Colleen does demolish that. And Berna doesn't want to eat it. And then she tells Colleen in German, I can't stand you pressuring me. Like,
she says, you got to get away from me. Take all that encouragement over there.
Yes. And TJ's like, Colleen, you're not going to help your teammate. Colleen's like, I tried. And Colleen goes back over and was like, Berna, can I help you? And Berna's like, I mean, you can sit here if you want.
Unless you can eat the food, there is nothing you can do for me.
I cannot. It's like unintentionally comical. Meanwhile, everybody else going through. And then Corey, they're like, Corey, stop throwing up so loud. He turns around and looks at them like, what?
Corey's like, show me the way to silently throw up. Show me.
Okay, but you really don't have to be that loud.
Sometimes you do it as strategy. I thought he was doing it strategically.
Oh.
That's what I thought.
You know, see, your brain does think like that. That's a valid point. I wonder if he was. Well, I'll have to text him because that's actually a good point.
Because some people, if they just hear the sound of vomit, they will vomit.
Right.
And so they were doing that on one of my seasons. And luckily, I wasn't eating. So I was singing on top of it because they were trying to do it to my partner. So I just started singing on top of it. But yes, it's definitely it can be used as a strategy. So that's what I thought he was doing.
I thought Corey was just being blissfully unaware, as sometimes we see Corey do. So.
So Emmanuel is racking up these first places. I mean, racking.
Yes.
You know, and I feel so bad because I feel in the beginning when it was Emmanuel and Nerese, was that the first couple? I think that was.
No, it was Emmanuel and Colleen were the first one.
Oh, okay. Oh, they were the final one.
Yeah, in the final. It was Emmanuel, Colleen were the first one.
Let me close my mouth. Never mind. It doesn't even matter.
No, tell me. Why? What were we going to say?
Because if they were the pair in like the beginning and they stayed paired all the way out, I think they would have been a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, 100%. That's what I was thinking the minute we saw them together.
Yeah, I appreciate the fact that they had them jumbled and everybody had to be with at least one person the whole time. Because even at the end, TJ said, get the person who you have not been with. So everybody had to work together at some point in time. And I thought that was really, really good. Really, really, really good.
I mean, they did that on Free Agents. They balanced it out. And I definitely was the Berna. I don't say I was the Colleen, but I was probably the Berna of the group. Meaning I was the slowest of the pairs that we had to do. Although Bananas and I finished the second checkpoint the fastest. Yeah, but it's because we figured out the puzzle. That's why. It's not because we were running. He had to carry me on his back part of the time. But anyway, where they did that sort of rotate. Yeah, this is why I love Bananas. Bananas was CT's backpack, and I was Bananas' backpack, so it worked out. But yeah, that's always tough in a good way, though, to even out the game because you're not permanently paired with someone. But I agree. I wish it had been Nerese and Emmanuel, at least at the first pairing, because she did just keep getting the crap end. And then by the time she and Emmanuel were paired, she was in a hard place. And I kind of feel like she didn't try as hard, to be honest, because she knew if she got the best time, okay, great. You know, you want to make up and have a better time because you don't know how this is going to affect you overall. Yeah. But she also knew if she and Emmanuel got first place, that meant he got first place within the chaos portion. And therefore, he was 100% voting her in. And that's just like, tough.
It's like, what do you do? What do you do in this situation? Do I hurt myself?
Yeah.
Or either way, she's going to, you know, potentially end up with the short end of the stick. So,
yeah, like it was sort of sad because Nerese is the people's champ.
She is.
I'm going to just say it. This season, Nerese is the people's champ.
Mine anyway.
She's just fought so hard. And she keeps like a smile on her face, though. I mean, she'll smack you if you smile too hard at her downfall, I believe. Well, she's working on it. But she's been keeping like, when TJ gives them the next stages of the final, a new challenge, like she always has just like an energy of like, okay, head down, I'm gonna do my best. Right. And I respect that so much.
Girl, the running. Who runs like that?
Oh.
Who runs? Because this challenge has, this final has been running and eating, okay? And when they're running and they're encouraging each other, like Emmanuel was like, oh, you're doing a good job. And she's like, oh, thank you. Corey, oh, you're doing a good job. Oh, thank you. How are you guys talking and running? Like, I can't breathe just watching you guys run. So where you find the strength to do that is absolutely insane. Like, the running is ridiculous. Probably couldn't do a final. I'm just going to go ahead and say probably couldn't do it.
Better than them yelling obscenities like Zach did. I don't like running. We already know that. I don't like running at all. And so, yeah, that's hard. Speaking of the support we're seeing, although honestly, okay, hot take. I kind of feel like when we saw the running, like with the chains, for example, I know we're going back, but like And I saw Jay kind of like trying to encourage Corey. I just felt like it was a manipulation tactic. Like, I just felt like we're trying to encourage him to keep going so we can collectively, you know, get what we need to get done. Not because I actually am like,
hurry up, Corey. Move, Corey.
Yeah. Whereas like with Emmanuel, when he got paired with Berna, it was actually really sweet. I liked seeing him encourage Berna when Berna was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm going to try and do my best. And he like kissed her on the forehead and was just like, don't worry. You got, like, you're going to do your best. Yeah. I just thought that was really sweet because it seems like he's been the family for her that maybe she's been missing. And it was just nice seeing that side of Emmanuel. I thought that was really sweet and compassionate. But I don't know if we're going to still think he's sweet and compassionate because he wins the chaos as we predicted he would. Because he was just, side note, I feel like the path has just been cleared for Emmanuel to dominate.
I mean,
like, he's making each of these legs look easy. Like, it's wild.
No one's giving him a run for his money. Once Jay was gone, it was good.
Yeah, like, and now that I think about it, was he always a secret threat? You know, like, was he just, like, undercover the whole time?
Sure.
And he's, like, a dominating monster and all the different things? You know what I mean? Like, I'm really intrigued now. Some people have said that he's, like, the vampire Jordan or something like that. I don't know. That I'm paraphrasing.
He played hard on his social game. His social game got him to the final. Once he got to the final, he was like, cool, time to unleash the beast. And that's what I think is happening. He, like, really relied on his social game. Nobody wanted to put him in. He was, like, everybody, they were friends. If not friends, then they were flirting. Mm-hmm. You know, he played the F game. Friends or flirting. One of the two was going on. Mm-hmm. And they didn't want to put him in. And so he made it all the way
to the
end.
That's a really G-rated way for you to put it, Devon.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know. Yeah, no. The Lord is working. So, you know, here we go. So
that's a really good point, though. Yeah, I wonder if he's the vampire Jordan, people should be worried because we know that Jordan is just freaking, you know, amazing. One of the greats. So, like, and I think the thing with Jordan, though, is he always came out the gate with a big mouth, like talking a lot. So he had targets on him really early because he just was always, because he was always, even before he had sort of proved that he can back up what he says, he still just came out of the gate really hot. Whereas Emmanuel has just literally been so chill and quiet. And
yeah,
like,
Jordan is very much so, I know what I can do. You don't know what I can do, but I know what I can do.
Yeah, and Emmanuel's been quiet about it. And let me find out that Emmanuel is actually a rock star. Well, we may not like him next week because next week they left us on a cliffhanger. We are about to see who he throws in. Who do you think it's going to be, Day?
I think it's going to be Nerys. And I mean, and at this point, it just makes sense. Like, for her underdog story, it just makes sense for her to go into another. We expect it, you know? And then we also expect her to come out on top. Like, you know, that's my little engine that could this season.
Who do you think? So if it is her, who do you think she picks to go against?
She picks Berna. Hmm. Berna's very weak right now.
Oh.
And I don't mean like she's a weak person. Oh. I mean mentally. Mentally, she's not there. Mentally, she's checked out.
That's actually a good point.
She's checked out.
And she has the most. We've been told that they dislike each other. Although, they killed it.
They did so
good. Challenge together.
They did so good.
They worked so well together. I was so proud of both of them. So good.
Berna said, man, I did this in Survivor.
Yeah. I'd love to see them paired up together. Like, put their differences aside and work together. Because I also think, actually, that they would be one hell of a team.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they both have tempers, though, Lord. But I feel like they could be one hell of, like, a duo. Oh, I would hate if she picked Berna. I kind of feel like she should pick Colleen. Yeah.
She grabs Berna or she kicks Colleen. That's another one I was going to say.
Because Colleen timed out on everything. And did you catch Colleen? You know what? This is actually going to move us into our timeouts. All right. I'm going to just roll into my timeout nomination.
All right.
So my nominations for timeout of the week are, the first one has got to be Colleen, because I don't know if you peeped this, but Colleen had the audacity to say in her Talking Head interview, she was like, yeah, you know, I've timed out 3 times in a row, but it's a team challenge. And it felt like she was trying to deflect it onto her team. Girl, you didn't even help Nerys at all. Yes, you ate, but you also weren't that helpful in the other challenge too. So so Colleen is nominated for timeout of the week. Jay is nominated for timeout of the week for obvious reasons. Then my other nomination for a timeout of the week would have to go to, I guess, Corey throwing up loudly. but that was more funny than anything. My real timeout of the week is definitely going to go to Jay. because I feel like, I don't know, when he was like, well, now I want Nerys to win, because I don't know. I just, he didn't show me a lot of redeeming qualities this whole season, I feel like. And this, particularly in this episode, and he was going in on Corey, and then he was confident in the game, and then he lost all that. He gets my timeout of the week. Who gets your timeout of the week, Day?
My timeout of the week goes to Burnett and Colleen. Colleen, simply because I did not appreciate the whole situation with the cutting of the boxes, how she did not assist Nerys at all. And even when she did,
not at all.
Baby, no. No, 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 no. And then with Berna, like, I want to give her the time out because, but at the same time, it's kind of hard because you kind of have to understand mentally, she didn't get a letter from home, you know? So that's probably weighing on her heart as well. So she already feels alone. But the amount of times that she continuously said to herself, I can't do this. I can't do this. This is too hard for me. I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't. Maybe I need you to get a can in your life. I need you to get a can and a wheel into your life. You know what I mean? And so I just feel like she just kept doubting herself and not, you know, and so much so to where she's now combating when her and Colleen were partners, you becoming combative. I'm trying to encourage and motivate and uplift you.
Yeah, you're making it harder for you.
You own my time. You costing me. You know what I mean? So I just think it's like, oh, baby. Yeah. So I had to give Berna and Colleen equally put them in corners.
The timeouts.
So yeah, who's your gold star for this week?
My gold star nominees, actually, one of them goes to Berna. And here's why. I love some growth. And Berna, when she was doing the puzzle challenge with Emmanuel, said, last time it didn't work because we both were running our mouths. So this time I'm going to zip it. And she sure did zip it. And they sure did get that, knock that puzzle out. And I'm like, okay. Right. And especially in a situation where you're under so much pressure, it's hard to be thoughtful like that. You know what I mean? Because you just kick into like instincts typically. So if your instinct is to be loud and mouthy, you're going to like be louder and mouthier. So I loved that she was introspective in that way. And also, they just seem to work well together. Emmanuel and her seem to work well together. So I'm giving her a gold star nomination. I'm also giving Emmanuel one. I mean, Emmanuel, again, we've been looking for him in past episodes. And look, he's here. And he is just giving us A-plus game. I love the way he's interacting with all of his partners. I love the way he is just making all this almost look easy. I'd be remiss if I didn't give him a nomination for gold star. And then, of course, the people's champ. Nerys is just everybody's, she's doing all the things. And so I'm going to have to say the gold star, it's really a tie for me between Emmanuel and Nerys. I'm very proud of both of them.
All right, now we have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, let's get back into this show. Who's your gold star, Day?
So my gold star nominations go to Nerys, of course. Then they also go to Corey and Emmanuel, right? Emmanuel, just because he's showing up, right? Boom, I'm here, I have arrived. I'm giving it to Corey for the same exact reason. Boom, I'm here and I have arrived, you know, and he's showing out in this final. I can honestly say that he's been encouraging, he's been motivated, he's been determined, like he's really getting the job done the best that he can. And so I want to break it down between the three of those, but the person that gets the most piece of the star is definitely Nerys, because I feel like my girl has been drug through the mud this season, and the way she holds her head high like a champ, like, of course the title goes to the winner, but I do believe through this season she has classified herself,
it's Nerys' season.
Yes, she has the most champ like qualities
that we've seen, I think, this season.
100%.
So I definitely want to give that to her for sure.
Well said. Well said. Almost as well said as TJ was well-dressed when he was on that boat. And he had on a button-down. He had a little emblem on the side. He had on those aviators. And then he did the backwards cap thing and the wind blowing through his fur. Okay, TJ, we see you. Yes, sir. Love it. Living for it. We appreciate it. We also appreciate some good predictions.
Ooh, come on, predictions. Yes.
Okay. Now, I know we already discussed a few predictions when we were talking about Emmanuel voting in Nerys and who she would possibly go against.
Right.
But, Day, what are your other predictions for the season finale of the challenge battle for a new champion?
You know what? I feel heavy in my spirit that he's going to pick Nerys, and that's fine. If she does go in, my girl is a warrior.
Right.
And she is a champ in my heart. Okay. Yep. And I know she's a champ in her heart as well. Mm-hmm. And so I predict she comes up on out that thing, you know?
Right.
And like I said, like I've been saying, this season is her story.
I agree.
And so her winning this whole thing would just be like the perfect ending to this entire season. Like, I need my girl to pull it through. That would be perfect for me. What about you?
Well, can we talk about, too, what a difference a season makes?
Yes.
Like, I know we all, like, challenge fandom. By the way, I have to shout out to all the challenge fans I saw at the Super Bowl last week. There were so many that came up, and they are, like, in it to win it and listening and watching. Like, love you guys. That was so great. But each season, how our feelings change. Because think of how strongly we feel about everybody playing this season, right? Like, how much you talked about Kylan, Jay, Michelle, Big T, Melissa, all of them. Olivia and Nerys, and especially Olivia and Nerys, because think about when they were in like Ride or Dies, for example, right?
Yeah.
Olivia was like the people's champ and Nerys was kind of the villain a little bit.
That
and like,
says, skirt, skirt, reverse.
Right? And just how it completely flips. Like, that's why I would say it's every season. You can't, when we give critiques, it's literally like that season specific, because next season somebody could do something else. They could steal your dog and start a business. I don't know. And then suddenly it's like not.
Keep your hands off the poodles.
Yes, keep your hands off the poodle. But back to the predictions for this season. Like, I want Nerys to win. I want a girl to win. I agree.
Yeah.
Look, say what you want to say. I just think I think that would be really cool. And I do shout out to the production, because I do, when I first heard it was going to be a solo winner, I was kind of like, how is that really going to work? Like, let's just be honest. But I do think they're doing a good job, and what we saw in these most recent eliminations, of creating an opportunity where it really is anyone's game.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited to see how the rest of this final pans out, because I do think it's giving me a little bit of free agents vibes, like having to rotate partners, right? We did that in free agents in the final, much to the chagrin of anyone partnered with me. But I would love to see a woman win. Yeah. If it's not Nerys, like, who could I stomach winning? If it's not Nerys.
Who could I stomach?
If it's not Nerys, I really like, I don't know. I'm maybe going to say, wait, let me remember who all's back in there. We got, okay. It's Nerys, Emmanuel, Corey, Berna, Colleen.
I wouldn't mind.
And then isn't there one more? There's one more. Who's the other person I didn't say? Mariah, right? Mariah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got a controversial take. All right.
So
if it's not Nerys, maybe this is a controversial take. And look, I'm going to just preface it with, I was not living in the house. So like, I don't know. I'm just going off what we saw and what was said on the podcast. I actually, if it's not Nerys winning, I'd say I want Berna to win. Now, I know she has mood swings that we don't like, okay? But I also just empathize after we saw the whole letter thing with her family, right? She really feels like she's on her own. I really do actually think at the core she like tries to come from a good place. Like I do, maybe I'm wrong. Again, I wasn't in the house. But I want someone to take Berna under her wing and just soften her a little bit.
Because there's story there, right?
Yeah.
Once you found out what the story was, it's like, damn. Like, yeah, I just want to just fighting. Come talk to me.
Yeah. I'd say I want Berna to be the other person. And then Corey,
I'm still struggling because
when I've hung out with Corey, which is only like once or twice, whatever, outside of all of this, he's so fun. Like, so fun. And clearly he has great qualities because a lot of people do like him outside the show. But what I saw in the beginning of this show definitely made me kind of side-eye him, like, this season, right? Like, I didn't love some of the Twitter beef he got into and, like, the way he came on the podcast and said really sweet things and then immediately after gotten more Twitter beefs with people.
Damn,
so, like,
bulls on us.
Yeah, so, like, that kind of has me feeling a certain way. But otherwise, I'd say Corey would probably be my third person just because he's, like, fun.
You know what? It's so funny because throughout the season, we've been saying, how did Corey get the house to turn mm-hmm. and get them to like him again? Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if he didn't do it to us.
You know what? You know what? You ain't lying.
It's the Corey effect.
What in the Corey sorcery? You ain't lying. Because he is actually fun. Like, when he was fun. So, yeah, that, you know what? Corey, we need to talk to you. We need to figure out
what exactly come back.
Yeah. I mean, I still wouldn't trust you if I was playing against you in a game. But he is like a fun vibe. He actually is. So, like, and I think even though he goes back, you know what? He's kind of like Berna. The rough edges we see in him are usually him, like, trying to, like, fight hard to defend. You know what I mean? Like, feeling like an outsider, outcast. He talked about that a little bit on the podcast. And so both of them, maybe we could have a class. They could just learn that you don't need to be a pit bull. You don't need to be Chihuahua. Because really, we know Chihuahuas are more vicious than pit bulls. Anyway, there's strength in vulnerability. So anyway, those are my picks and predictions. But who knows? This game has been so full of twists and turns.
Ups and
TJ's craziness and shenanigans.
Jeez Louise.
You know what I also want to see? Can they put this in the blooper reels? I want to see what TJ's eating on a daily basis while he's out in these countries. Because he always has people eating some crazy stuff. I want to see what in the gourmet. And he's always talking about my chef's made up X, Y, and Z. What is a day in the life? What's a behind the scenes? I'd love to see that for season 40. What is a behind the scenes of a day in the life of TJ? While he's out there on the challenge, is he doing a little shopping? Who does he have a stylist now? You know, does he call up Beyonce for like tips and stuff? Who's making his food? That's what I want to know from T Jizzle. Okay, that's just
TJ. Come talk to us.
Yeah, T.
Come talk to us. We would love to talk to you.
We do.
We're kind of like TJ's angels anyway.
So yeah, we really are, aren't we? Yeah. Ooh, maybe that's a shirt idea.
TJ's angels.
I already forgot what the other shirt idea we had was. We clearly didn't execute it. I didn't take my medication that day.
I need you to focus.
Girl, I'm trying. I literally was in Vegas all week and left it here, girl. It was a struggle. It was literally squirrel every 5 minutes trying to focus. A mess. But fortunately, my Chiefs focused. Shout out to them.
Yay!
Woo-hoo! Okay. So, all good predictions.
Yes.
We will see if we indeed are correct or if we should never gamble on anything. But we will find out on next week's episode. But in the meantime, and in between time, for those who want to hang out with you, go. Kiera was so proud. Kiera's one of our loyal listeners.
Proud.
Shout out to Kiera. Happy belated birthday that you posted on YouTube. I, too, am proud of you. I haven't looked at it yet, but I'm proud of you because I know it happened. But where can people follow you and find you on social?
Well, you know what? Usually I would say you can find me here at this at here at this handle here at this handle. I have learned from my good girlfriend, Devin Simone, and I have now changed all of my handles to DavonDiane_. So you can find me on
all platforms
at DavonDiane_.
Oh, good on you. That's how it should be. Get friends, you guys, who inspire you, lift you up, or at least give you some good social tips. I actually didn't even give her that tip. I didn't know she was following along with what I do. Paying but
attention.
Yes. You can find me at Devin Simone. That's Devin with a Y, Simone with an I, on all social channels. Or you can go to my website, devinsimone.com, scroll to the bottom, and you will see them. You'll see some fun stuff, some behind the scenes.
We want the Super Bowl content, please.
I know. Well, I know. I have so much Super Bowl content. And by the way, if you guys like Adele, can I just say, went to Adele while in Vegas. It was a life-changing experience. I'm currently planning on going back, and just there, but I plan on going back to see her before she ends. She's ending her shows in June, I think. When I say it was a transformative experience to go to that residency, it was amazing. Shout out to my husband for the tickets for my birthday.
Aww.
But it was amazing. I'll try and post some of that stuff on IG also. And then I'm going to get comfy and ready because I want to know what happens at the end of this final and who our new champion is. Also, I have to throw in this little shady thing. Now, someone allegedly, the Twitter streets were saying, ran into Corey. I can't remember who it was, but ran into Corey, not tall Corey that's on this season, the other Corey, Teen Mom Corey, okay? Uh-huh. Ran into Corey in the airport, someone that was competing on the season, and Corey allegedly said to them, y'all let Jay run the whole house?
Uh-oh.
Corey allegedly was like, that would have never happened if we were in the house. Anyway, I just thought
and
that was funny.
And we talked about that. It wouldn't have.
It really wouldn't have.
He didn't lie.
I mean, he didn't. But I could just so picture Corey saying that, which is why I'm bringing it up, even though I didn't text Corey to ask him if he said it, but I feel like he would have. That is just so funny to me because I could totally see him saying that. And yes, he's 100% right. There's no way. There's just no way. Which is why Jay has to be super disappointed about how it ended, because this was really his only time to ever dominate in that way. I'm not saying he won't become a champion or dominate in other ways at all, but just like to really run the whole house like that. This is probably one of the only times. And then TJ was just like, okay, bye. In the woods. Look at that. Life comes extra fast. All right. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of MTV's official challenge podcast. Remember, if you liked this episode, rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and tell a friend, even if that friend is named Yvonne Rogers, who said that the Rihanna halftime show was better than the Usher halftime show, even though we all have working eyes.
And I'm going to stick beside her.
Go watch both and then report back with your thoughts.
And while I am sticking beside her, you stick beside us. And you catch new episodes of the Challenge Battle for a New Champion on MTV.
And then we will see you next time with all of our shenanigans on MTV's official Challenge podcast.
The best podcast. Call us, Rihanna.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.